Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. I'm in the middle of a sleazing fit that started just immediately before the mic turned on here, so I may continue at some point. Crab Diving Wednesday, broadcasting live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for listening to us, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, or at crabdiving.com, or you listen to the show on the reruns that stream on the stream 24/7. However you get us, holy fucking shit, thanks. And thanks for buying stuff, especially this time of year, through our crabdiving.com/Amazon link. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. I feel like a sneeze coming out again. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yay.
Just helps us out. Like when you drop a quarter in the bucket,
a quarter
at the Salvation Army at Walmart.
Yes.
Twitter. Join us on the show on Twitter.
Yay!
I'm a sneeze.
Okay, God. I made a joke about, you said quarter. I made the dumbest joke last night. Somebody said something about condoms, and then I said, you know, if you tell a joke in Florida and it involves condoms, you have to explain what that is. They're probably like, oh, look here, a rubber quarter.
Must be a liberal.
Right.
Again.
They think it's a rubber quarter instead of birth control. Is that funny or just stupid as shit?
Huh?
Hey, is that funny or just stupid? They don't know what, they have no idea what this condom is. Is this, what is this, a rubber quarter?
Listen, dog.
Show. I'm
gonna get my Ryan's done. He walked off set. Like Kanye. Let's see what the headlines are as Ryan snags his coffee. We'll get go over to the commie pinko liberal.
We'll do it live.
I don't know how anyone could watch that clip of Dildo O'Reilly and ever take him seriously ever again in any capacity.
That's
what a tiny, petulant little man twat.
You know, that's why I can't be Batman or anybody like that, because Batman's supposed to protect people, right? And you know, but before I started the protecting stuff, I would have to have a list, and I would have to visit Bill O'Reilly.
I have a list.
I have a list.
It was right next to the nuke secrets that I was playing the Sultan of Brunei for.
You know, I was at, you know, because of climate change.
Play
I
had, go.
Sorry.
Is he going to have to blow MBS to get them to take him to Saudi Arabia when he has no money?
Again?
Oh, again. Here he did it. By the way, I was at my mom's today because of climate change.
Okay. You might want to elaborate.
Well, I will. It's freezing. It's going to be 20 degrees in fucking Florida. In the Panhandle,
meanwhile,
of Florida, Friday.
Our friends above the 40th parallel are saying, fuck you, you asshole. It's minus five.
I'm sorry, Chicago. I'm sorry, Minnesota. I'm sorry, UConn. But listen.
Let's check.
I had to put all of her plants inside because winter's coming. God.
Winter is coming.
It's not that intense, but.
Hey, Irish Siri. Wait.
Oh, wait,
you
turned on my fucking
Chicago.
You turned on my
in Chicago, series. Illinois. It's 30 degrees.
Oh, it's 30 degrees right now.
It'd be funny if she said Illinois with an S. In Illinois.
Well, that's what most foreigners do. They don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense.
That we honor our Native American brethren that we stole the land from by pronouncing it the way they probably pronounced it.
Oh, fuck.
Over at the, I said the commie pinko liberal HuffPo part.
Defeat.
Sad Face Cinema. Headline says, cinema dumped by powerful Dem firms. Powerful Democratic consultants split with Kirsten Cinema.
Kirsten, what do you expect? You're a big asshole, and they don't want to give money to you anymore, so, they don't want to help you.
Kevin Robillard.
Robillard.
Writing for the HuffPo, or Robillard.
Robillet.
If it's French.
Oui, oui.
If Senator Kirsten Sinema independent from Arizona, decides to run for re-election next year, she'll do so without the help of big-name Democratic ad makers and pollsters who helped her win her Senate seat in 2018, and without access to the voter database maintained by the Democratic Party.
You can't have the database anymore, you fuck. That's how much of an asshole you are. You lost access to the database.
NGPVAN, whatever that is, which manages Democratic voter data, is set to cut off Sinema's access at the end of January.
Bye.
According to a source with direct knowledge of the situation.
Cut it off now. What are you waiting on?
The ad makers who worked with her in 2018, Dixon and Davis Media Group, have split with her campaign. Two other Democratic sources said the polling firm Impact Research has made the same decision. So,
bye, asshole.
Yeah.
Good luck. Bye. Have fun. What are you going to do out there in the middle of Arizona as an independent?
Get a lot of Republican backing.
Will she really? But no Republican votes.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I do have to say the Democrats kind of did that in the last election. They pumped some money into some of the crazier candidates.
Well,
in hope that they would, the Trumpier candidates would win the primaries. And then, of course, went full Democrat and put all their money into the Democrats. But they chose wisely because they give money to Herschel, probably.
In the words of a president we rarely quote, that is strategery. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of strategery right there. I don't know what you do. He did say strategery.
No. Will Ferrell.
Oh, he said strategic.
On Saturday Night Live, invented it, and W has even said in interviews that now I kind of think I said it because it's become such a thing. I haven't kind of remember saying it now.
I mean, he said enough crazy shit. Oh, we shouldn't have to credit stuff. Yeah.
Trying to go out the door that was locked is just a classic.
Did he throw up somewhere?
He vomited on Angela Merkel, didn't he? Oh no, that was. Wait, his father vomited
that
on
was
somebody.
Him. No, that was him. No, George Bush read the book for 10 minutes to a class after that plane slammed Trade Center.
Defense, they did tell him to stay there.
Strategery.
They're like, no, we'll let you know if there's anything else. Keep reading.
This is my favorite goat story. We're under attack, Mr. President. Let me finish this chapter.
January 8th, 1992, while attending a banquet hosted by the Prime Minister of Japan, Keiichi Miyazawa, U.S. President George H.W. Bush fainted after vomiting in Miyazawa's lap.
Yay!
He had acute gastroenteritis.
Right.
So I don't know if W.
Yes.
Vomited on anybody. He did try to give Angela Merkel a back rub.
Yeah.
You'll remember that.
Oh.
Incident.
Yes, of course.
An international incident.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
These Republicans.
I mean, the touching thing is... I mean, the thing with George Bush, the touching was like, not sinister, really.
No, it was like he was like being a pal, rubbing her shoulders, like, hey, let's get going.
I mean,
she's a German.
Yeah, but Trump, man, it's like, holy shit, don't rape anybody,
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo, Kirsten Sinema. Aw. losing all her Democratic support.
Now she lost all her Democratic votes. Yeah.
And now all she can do is be a spoiler. She can ensure that the fucking Republican will win. In 2024.
Right.
And she'll run as a spoiler, as an independent, thinking, everybody loves me. I'm going to be a moderate. She's no Angus King. She's no Bernie. Are two independents who caucus primarily and only with the Democrats and vote Democrat 90%+ of the time.
Right, right. Yeah, Bernie is a... Kyrsten Sinema is a fucking asshole.
And I mean, neither of them have held up the entire process. I think even Angus King may have said he supports flipping the filibuster, getting rid of it.
Yeah. It's not like... Yeah, Kyrsten Sinema's an asshole.
Yeah, she and Joe.
Well, Joe Manchin's not an independent. He's a... whatever.
TikTok.
He doesn't... Yeah, he's an asshole, too.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the headline's going on over there. Zelensky at White House.
Nine!
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the White House today, greeted by President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden.
I didn't mean to make the Nazi nine. It just, you know, I just do that sound every now and then.
Well, it's German. It's not Nazi. They still say nine.
Nine! Yeah, but you know, you're saying it like you're in Hogan's Heroes. It has that connotation. I don't mean it in the context of this story about Zelensky visiting. Just because so many people say that. Don't people say that,
Ryan, with the Russian take on,
on
Zelensky visiting.
No, I'm anti-Russian. Fuck Putin. I didn't mean it like that.
Zelensky pulled up in a black SUV featuring an American flag and a Ukrainian flag that led him out on the South Lawn entrance. The Ukrainian president, who was wearing his signature green long-sleeve sweater, shook hands with the Bidens, and the three stood for a photograph for a few seconds. On the South Lawn entrance, they then entered the White House. The president molested him, put his arm on Zelensky's shoulder. He didn't hold his hand like Trump did with Theresa May.
Walk down the colonnade with me.
I didn't know what to do.
They're walking down the colonnade at the White House.
Hand. I didn't know what to do.
For a long time, though. He held her hand for a significant duration of fucking time, man.
I mean, what could she do? Those big manly hands.
Don't touch me!
And those gorilla hands enveloping hers.
Ugh. God. So vile. I don't know. Does he use tanning cream?
Spray, I think.
Okay.
Is what's alleged.
God. You'll spray yourself, you fuck.
God, there was a...
Does he put a little piece of tape over his dick hole so paint doesn't get in there when he's tanning himself?
He doesn't seem to... He puts a piece of tape over his dick. This is a couple of years ago. Not that long ago. February 2021. How Donald Trump's hand-holding led to panicky call home by Theresa May.
Oh, yeah.
What did she have to call her husband? You're kidding me.
What? You don't know what that means, though. It's like... I don't know. I mean... She was like, why is Donald Trump?
May had traveled to Washington in 2017 with the intention of persuading the new U.S. president to make a supportive statement about NATO. Good luck. Little did she expect that she would be calling her husband, Philip, to warn him that images of the U.S. president holding her hand as they walked through the White House would soon be flashing around the world.
I mean, it's hard to explain on Trump end. Everybody knows why that happened. Trump's bizarre, and anybody that is, I think, near him, around him, the bizarreness
can
slough off of them and onto you.
This is The Guardian. Yeah, it was not just May who found Trump unsettling. To European diplomatic observers, he seemed a strange creature.
Hey.
He also triggered alarm among some American officials in the room with him, with one defense official noting that the president's notoriously short attention span suggested, quote, a squirrel careening through traffic.
What? That's good. Yeah, you dumb fuck. Nobody likes you. You make everybody nervous.
May was seen as not strong by Trump, according to KT McFarland, former U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor.
Jesus.
But the prime minister had gone into the meeting determined to persuade him to make a statement backing NATO and warn him over his closeness to Putin.
Yay. Jeez.
He held her hand. The meeting took a bizarre twist as they walked through the White House.
Get your hand off,
he held her hand going through the colonnades, which took us all by surprise.
Ew.
And as it turns out, took Teresa by surprise, says Fiona McLeod Hill, former Joint Chief of Staff at Number 10.
Right.
She couldn't really take her hand back, so she was stuck. And the first thing she said was, I need to call Philip just to let him know that I've been holding hands with another man before it hits the media.
Philip!
I apologize to our friends across the pond.
Nobody, hey,
for
listen.
My Theresa May imitation.
Before it hits the media, I mean, Teresa and Philip, no one thinks it's just Trump being weird. Am I right? No one on any level is. Oh, come the fuck on. Teresa
Wait, didn't
May.
He? Wasn't there a book that mentioned that he kind of said that?
What?
Like, he made a comment about people were like aghast that he held her hand. And he's like, oh my God, have you seen her? It's not like. Am I wrong?
No,
is it
no,
just,
I,
am I just projecting I and thinking that that's obviously something he would say?
I'm sure he said that. I don't remember.
I thought there was a book, one of the books about him. That mentioned something like that. I could be wrong, though.
Got it. You know what?
But
I wish. I wish we could have had when Theresa May, when Trump took her hand. I wish we could have had her hooked up to electrodes or something, electrodes, just to see like what her state was when Trump, nasty little Trump, held her hand. I mean, her blood pressure must have risen. You know, must have been some weird spike in brain activity. It must do something to you when that Nazi touches you. It must make you feel strange. Get your hand off me.
Oh, what this is interesting. The first mate was treated to the full bloom, one of Trump's stream of consciousness rants. Described by Thomas Shannon, then US Undersecretary for Political Affairs. As, quote, running the gamut from his own inauguration to his disdain for the press. Blah, 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 me, 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 me. Then, keen to raise the issue, Putin may ask Trump if he had spoken to the Russian leader, which Trump denied. At that point, however, Trump's chief of staff intervened to tell the president that Putin had actually called, but not been put through.
Putin called and they put him on.
They said he's meeting with Teresa. Well, he'll call you back. it says Hill takes up the story. This is Fiona McLeod Hill, the former Joint Chief of Staff for Theresa May. Hill takes up the story of a toe-curling outburst. Trump at this point looks not orange, but red. He flipped, furious. he scolded his advisors in what Shannon recalled as an unseemly moment.
Ooh.
Unseemly is
that's
is mild.
A good word. Yeah, yeah.
He yelled, you're telling me Vladimir Putin called the White House, and you're only telling me now during this lunch, Vladimir Putin is the only man in the world who could destroy the United States, and I didn't take his call? Well, that says a lot right there.
Yeah.
Of how afraid of Putin he is.
Right. He's like, Putin has probably said to him, maybe when he was meeting with that photographer, if you ever leave me on red, I am releasing a dossier of bullshit and woe be unto you.
Singing in the rain.
Right.
Peeing on the bed. Just peeing on the bed.
I think Putin, it is weird to think about sending Putin a voicemail.
I don't think they would. I think they probably. He probably spoke to the chief of staff, who said, "I'll have him call you right back."
Putin's on line one. What the fuck? He's been on hold for 15 minutes.
Well, and Putin had to know exactly what was going on and when. So what a dick.
Yeah.
To call.
Oh yeah.
While Teresa was there, that was Putin telling Trump, "Listen, she's there for you to put out to support NATO. You better fucking not."
He's exerting pressure, right?
Trump got his message.
Yes.
Obviously.
And then he met with that photographer and
that was
that trans.
Yeah, really early.
Oh, yeah.
It was
right before that, right?
Right. Who knows? It's Trump. You know, it's just so much shit.
Is there a timeline of all the scandals, of all, from the tiniest scandal to the largest scandal? I would love to that as wallpaper.
I'm sure somewhere there's a...
You know what I mean?
A list of Trump scandals.
Like there's a blip in the timeline for the mushroom dick.
Well, I mean, it's TBD, though. You still...
My dick is huge.
Right now, we'd have the NFTs on there and stealing the images off of the internet.
Right. It's too much. You'd have to have a huge house for that. It's getting... Who wants that house? Your house is the wallpaper of your dream home is lined with every Trump scandal. Burn that to the ground.
More than Nick Cannon has kids?
Oh, yeah. That's true. He has. He still has a lot of kids.
He just had his 12th?
Jesus.
He was about to have his 12th with several different women. I ain't judging that. And he's obviously got enough money to financially support all of these children.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody's complained, I don't think. But you know, he can't exactly be an active father.
Fuck no, man.
12 different. I think it's 11. I think one sadly passed.
Right.
Very early.
I don't know. I mean, you have that many kids. Do they go missing? I mean, 12 kids?
Well, different women.
Fuck?
And yeah, three this year.
Yeah.
Like two or three this year with two or three different women.
If you have more than five kids, you got to put RF trackers on them or something. I mean, how do you?
Well, if you're with them all the time, but if they're with their moms, I mean.
Right, right. That's a lot of kids.
He's got to have a very conflicted Christmas.
Just get out the money. Break out the checkbook. I don't fucking know. I mean. Yeah.
But at least he acknowledges them, unlike Herschel.
Right.
And he's supporting them financially, unlike Herschel.
Yes.
We've learned.
What happened to Herschel Walker?
He disappeared. Poof.
Why? I mean.
Puff of smoke. Hey, gone.
Hey, Herschel, you did get a lot of votes. I mean, it was very disturbing the amount of votes you got, but you did get a lot of votes. Well, is his political career over? You're discounting all those votes he got?
He may want to be out there, but the Republicans, nobody's giving him a microphone anymore.
I mean, you know, Herschel, I think you just shot a little too far. I mean, Senator, what about like state rep?
School board?
School board would be perfect. If Trump is elected... Where will Herschel Walker be in the cabinet? What has he been promised?
But I mean, how stupid for future like endorsement possibilities. He's still Herschel fucking Walker, but now he's Herschel fucking Walker, the failed Senate candidate.
Failed!
The disastrous shit show three-ring circus.
I'm gonna say this
of a candidate.
For the candidate Herschel Walker was, he got a lot of votes. And he's horrible and all that shit, but Jesus.
But only because he's a Republican in Georgia.
Right, right. Are you saying that if he moved to, say, well, he wasn't from Georgia anyway. So if he ran for something in New York, California, he wouldn't have success. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Probably not even out of the primary.
No.
He wouldn't have been the nominee in those states.
It's like, can you explain to me how you don't want to get China's dirty air? You remember that?
Oh, right,
that
right,
whole,
right.
Like, we got our clean air. That's why, China's why should we get keep our fucking dirt?
Why should we keep our air clean?
Dirt air. Fuck you. It doesn't even make sense. The dirty air.
So Zelensky visiting today.
Is there did Zelensky have security? Do we need Sheriff Herschel Walker on the scene?
I miss these guys.
God bless you. Herschel Walker sat there on the stage with the fucking fake sheriff's badge, and a lot of people still voted for him, man.
Although
what the shit?
That made me want to vote for him. I'm kidding.
The guy brought props. It was a good presentation.
We've got What else have we got here?
Raphael Warnock used to probably went to bed every night going like, oh my God, Jesus, if you let this fucking Herschel Walker beat me, I am never praying to you again, buddy. God. That's what I'd be praying if I was Warnock. Don't embarrass me.
Jeez. A major winter storm and cold blast will impact nearly every state and bring what the National Weather Service is calling a, quote, once-in-a-generation type event.
Yay!
That will cripple travel on some of the busiest travel days of the year.
I saw this thing about on MSNBC about people getting stranded at the fucking airport. Holy shit, what a nightmare.
The strengthening storm will bring more than a foot of snow and possible blizzard conditions to the Midwest as the Weather Service warns of life-threatening wind chills.
What?
For millions. More than 90 million people are under winter weather alerts, and more than 87 million are under wind chill alerts.
What the fuck?
The alerts stretch across 37 states, dipping as far south as the Texas-Mexico border.
Ooh! Damn! Shit, man. Fuck this weather shit.
The cold will stick around for Christmas weekend, making this the coldest Christmas in roughly 40 years for parts of the Plains and Midwest. We're supposed to hit 20 here. 20.
So when you're hanging out with your dumb fucking relatives and somebody says, hey, what about this global warming shit and it's cold? What do you say to them? Because they're going to say that. What do you say to people?
Thank you for telling me you don't know the difference between weather and climate.
Yeah, right. Our climate.
Fuck.
Right. Our climate.
Wait, is it? What's the relative?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Aunt, uncle, brother, right. sister. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. You can say aunt, uncle. You got to be a little nicer.
Cellmate.
So there you go. It's going to be pummeling the Midwest.
Yay.
Great. Chicago could face blizzard conditions with winds gusting as high as 50 miles an hour.
Big fucking deal. Says
2 to 4 inches of snow.
Whatever. It's always the weather's bad in Chicago. It's December 21st. Newsflash.
Wait a second. I do have some muscle memory of the cold back then.
Oh, it sucked.
But still, 2 to 4 inches of snow.
It's nothing.
Even with 50 mile an hour winds, it's like, psh.
That's not that bad.
Good. Then it's going to blow the fucking snow away. I won't have to plow. I won't have to shovel that shit.
Yeah, it's not that. That is not that bad.
But, you know, watch your pets, everybody.
February's coming.
Make sure your dogs have, they need boots.
Because of
they
the salt?
Just need boots because of the salt and because of the cold.
Shelby. Put on your boots for this walk.
It's like a husky or a
does she
Malamute or something.
Do you think you could get her into little booties?
No, that's one of the definite bonuses of living. Gosh, she heard you. Now she's barking at something. Good luck with the weather, everybody. It has nothing to do with climate change.
Oh, it's so cold. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Are you crazy? People can't say that the climate's so like they can't see the climate's fucked up, right?
Yes,
people can see that.
Well, yes.
Okay,
if they want to.
What if they don't want to? Then
well,
what
that's
do they do?
That's what many are saying. They don't want to.
I'm going
to
be concerned about whose genitalia is playing whose genitalia in a volleyball game. God.
Oh, here's a shocker. Americans' mental health at a new low. Wow.
Get therapy, you dumb fucking country. America or Earth?
Americans' positive self-assessments of their mental health are the lowest in more than two decades of Gallup polling.
Yeah.
In all, 31% of U.S. adults describe their health mental health or emotional well-being as excellent.
Oh, geez.
The 44% of Americans rate their mental health as good. Well, that's
right.
75%.
Yes.
Say excellent or good.
That's good.
Of course, this is self-assessment.
Self-assessment. There's some oath keeper who stormed the Capitol. Yeah. It's like, my mental health is fair.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying as I'm smearing my feces and writing fuck Nancy on the walls of the Capitol.
My mental health is good and strong. Where's Nancy?
17% of U.S. adults describe their mental health as only fair.
Oh, shit.
And 7% as poor.
Yes.
The latter figure, the highest in Gallup's trend. Well, we need to do better in this country for mental health.
Well, don't you think?
And much of it is economic.
I was say, it's poverty, right? Yeah. Fix poverty. Do something for fucking poverty. Raise the fucking minimum wage. Give people some shit. Corporations get shit, right? They get all kinds of corporate welfare. Why can't we get anything? Give us something.
I had to use the cough
4-day work week. What?
I had to use the cough button to blow my nose. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm back.
Right. 4-day work week. Everybody gets a cough button.
So there you go. That's the latest trend. And we're still in a fucking pandemic. They're saying masks. Everybody should mask up. Although our beloved representative here, Rapey McForehead, as he's referred to on Twitter,
the sex trafficker,
which trends sometimes, and it saddens me because everybody knows
Matt Gaetz
who they're talking about. He said something to the effect of, "Oh well, you know, I'm from Florida. If we see you wearing a mask there now, we know you're weird or you're crazy or something like
Shut
that."
Shut the fuck up, Matt. You fuck. I tried to put my song I did about Matt Gaetz at that drag show up, but Instagram wouldn't let me do it because I have a Les Mis song on it.
Oh,
so what the fuck am
I
supposed to
get do? You're gonna get a ding.
I think I'm supposed to post it and say I'm not trying to make money off this song or this is not my song. Everybody knows it's not my song. I'm not Cameron McIntosh. I didn't write.
But people put shit on TikTok all the time.
I know, but I think if you do it, if you use music from their catalog, it's different or something. But like, I'm lip syncing to it. So stupid.
Oh, Teresa, starting the show, everybody. Thanks, David. That company that holds the data for the Democratic candidates, NGPVAN. He says, David on Twitter says, NGP is the name of a company. I can't remember what it means. VAN stands for Voter Activation Network. It's a huge database of voters and their preferences. Every Democratic candidate uses it. So,
yeah, sorry, Kirsten.
No more for her.
We're taking the database from you, you asshole.
No more network for you.
That's right. What is she? Where does she live? What's she got? Can we check her Amazon Marketplace page?
Right. I remember when I was in my tennis career stage of my life. I was my friend and I were the guys that ran all the ball kids for all the professional tennis tournaments that came to Chicago for several years, and it went on for a whole bunch of years, everything. All the big tennis guys, I met them all. And I was a driver a couple times, too, even.
That's very cool.
And they, that was before I started working with the ball kids.
Right.
But.
You used to drive the tennis stars around, right?
Well, not, I just, between the venue and their hotel.
Well, did they ever
take me to. Take me to a strip bar.
I was going to say, you didn't have to. Just like,
no.
McEnroe's like, I need an ounce.
I drove McEnroe.
How much weed did he want?
I drove Lendl and Borg.
That's cool.
Show my age a little bit. I forgot my point. Tennis. Ball boys, ball kids.
Chicago.
What were we talking about?
Climate change. It was climate change. That's what we started.
Mental health.
Oh, yeah, mental health. And you drove McEnroe around. And
yeah, I don't remember where I went. I had
health.
I had a metaphor to go with what was. Oh, I know what it was.
Tennis metaphor?
It was about databases.
That's right. Kirsten Sinema is out of the database.
All of a sudden, some big evil corporation took over. At that point, it was called the Virginia Slims Tour. That was the cigarette, ironically, for the women's tour. And they and this you know, jeez, like event promoter, giant twat fest of a evil corporation took over the promotion.
Yes.
And they called and they met with us and they were like, oh, great. So, you know, your position with us is now volunteer.
Oh.
And we worked. We trained these kids. We selected these kids.
Meaning, more money?
Right. We worked the entire week of the tournaments from morning till night, literally.
Yes.
And we got paid good by the ATP and by the Slims up until this evil corporation taking them over. And so we were like, fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
To be honest with you, this is way too much work.
Like, do you work for free?
And then she said, I remember the spokesperson or whoever this asshole was that we were dealing with. She said, well, okay, then if we could just get your mailing list. That was our reaction.
Oh shit.
And she was aghast.
That's hilarious.
She couldn't comprehend why we wouldn't just give her our mailing list
of
kids.
You fucking asshole.
Guess what happened?
What? You got paid again.
They found a budget for us suddenly.
Oh, did they?
And we ended up running the whole ball boy shebang. They were trying to fuck us.
Absolutely. They were like, hey, tell them their interns at the end and say, hey, you don't mind giving us their database, do you, when they leave?
Right.
And they'll say, oh, yeah, no problem.
So these databases, there are companies that make all their money buying and selling mailing lists.
So let me ask you something. So why, when Kirsten Sinema is on this database, why doesn't she just hit fucking export and take the database with her as an Excel file? Why doesn't she do that?
Well, it's probably too late now. I mean,
it's the end of the year.
But she probably has the latest data anyway.
Yeah. So this is getting it's a timely maintained data. Yeah. Right. No, and it said, the story was, she has access up until the end of January, right?
Yeah.
What? Excuse me. What is that about? Take her. Fuck her.
Well, they could probably tell.
Yeah.
She signs in.
Just change the password. God, Democrats, change your password. Or whoever runs that database to the database.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for listening. Look at time flying.
Right.
We'll be back. What's tomorrow? Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern.
This intern thing.
Tomorrow, right? You have a show?
What is tomorrow?
Thursday?
Yeah, we have a show tomorrow.
Well, I said, you don't have a special show with them. The holiday's coming up. You never know.
I have two shows on Friday and then one on Christmas.
At Rated R Comedy.
That's right. If anybody's in the area and wants to come see comedy.
And you're sick of your family and you want to go see a show on Christmas?
Yeah.
Where's the show on Christmas?
At the Handlebar. It's a punk show. I don't really know a lot about it. I'm just emceeing it. So I say something like,
oh, very
like,
cool.
Give it up for the Scissor Wizards, everybody. Or whoever the... Right.
The Scissor Wizards?
I don't know. And then I tell jokes while each punk band is assembling their massive drum kit.
Oh, awesome.
Probably. So,
that'll be an interesting
that's
gig.
How that works.
A Christmas Day gig with a punk crowd.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Well, it's just, you know who it is. It's all the fun, like, hillbilly liberals. Like, just so everybody understands, in the South, you have hillbillies and you have rednecks. Hillbillies are awesome. Hillbillies have musical instruments and sit around and play them. Rednecks shoot things.
They have other instruments.
They stab people.
They play...
Yeah, they vote for Matt Gaetz.
The congressional panel,
yes,
has voted.
Woo.
I believe along party lines.
Okay,
to publicly release a report on Trump's tax return. Oh, actually, his returns are going to be released.
Release
Allow the auditors of the internet to tear it apart. The IRS failed to pursue mandatory audits they found, though, of Donald Trump on a timely basis during his presidency.
Why?
Raising questions about statements by the former president. Oh, come on. Questions about Trump statements?
But why was the one guy you want to audit is that guy. That's the one guy you want to audit. And they're like, we don't have time to do it in a timely fucking manner.
A report released by the Democratic majority in the House Ways and Means Committee indicated that the Trump administration
may have disregarded an IRS requirement dating back to 1977 mandating audits of a president's tax filings.
Okay.
The IRS only began to audit Trump's 2016 taxes in April of 2019.
Nobody gives a shit.
More than 2 years into his presidency,
God.
And only months before the Democrats took control of the House.
Here's the truth about Donald Trump and fascism in this country. We are so apathetic. The IRS can't even get off their... Dude, they're auditing all these fucking... They can't audit Donald Trump to see how much the Russians are fucking paying him. Nobody gives a fuck.
Now, they do say there was no suggestion so far from this committee that Trump... sought to directly influence the IRS.
Ah, fuck you!
Or discourage the agency from reviewing his tax information, but
bullshit.
The report found that the audit process was dormant at best. The 29-page report...
I was saying bullshit.
Oh.
My phone dinged at the same time.
Oh, come on now, that ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
I just want everybody to hear that statement. We don't have any evidence yet that Trump tried to discourage the IRS from looking at his taxes. I mean, fuck off.
Well, all he had to do was put his boy in charge. And,
yeah.
The 29-page report was published just hours after the committee voted along party lines to release Trump's tax returns in the coming days, raising the potential of additional revelations related to the finances of the one-time businessman who broke political norms by refusing to voluntarily release his returns as he sought the presidency.
Political norms? Who the
Well, there's no law that says that presidential candidates have to show their taxes. They just always do.
Yeah, yeah. This is such fucking bullshit. There's all this. That's the crazy thing about Trump. We had the Mueller report. We had two impeachments. We had all this shit, mountains and mountains of evidence that this guy's a fucking crook. And somehow, no one gives a shit. The IRS waited until 2019.
Well, they're busy.
To give a fuck. Yeah, they're busy. They're busy. They can't go after Donald fucking Trump. They can go after everybody else. Whatever.
Democrats argued transparency and the rule of law were at stake, while Republicans countered that the release would set a dangerous precedent with regard to the loss of privacy protections.
I don't want anybody to know that Russia's paying my fucking tab.
What about Hunter Biden's privacy?
Oh, they don't give a shit. Hunter Biden's laptop, 24/7. Joe Biden smelling hair 24/7. Nobody gives a shit. Donald Trump, the IRS didn't give a shit until 2019 about Donald Trump. What do they do at that fucking place?
Well, that also raises questions that means that he was not being audited all the times he said,
right.
I can't show you my tax returns, I'm being audited.
This country did. Back then and now, we do not have the political will to get rid of Nazis when we can. They don't care. Nobody gives a fuck.
An accompanying report released by Congress's nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation found repeated faults with the IRS's approach toward auditing Trump and his companies.
Yes.
IRS agents in charge of the audits repeatedly did not bring in specialists with expertise assessing the complicated structure of Trump's holdings. They frequently determined that a limited examination was warranted because Trump hired a professional accounting firm that they assumed would make sure Trump, quote, properly reports all income and deduction items correctly. Well, not if... what?
That's not...
Mazars is not... unless they are sent these financials directly, I'll bet you Trump Weisselberg sent numbers to Mazars
that were fixed.
That no, well, Mazars. I'm not saying Mazars was in on it.
Yeah,
the auditing firm and his accounting firm, but they're going on the information they're given. They're
right.
Not they don't get his W-2s.
Yeah.
Sent to them.
So
he tells them here's the number from my W-2s. And I'll attach him.
Right.
Or whatever, which he doesn't get, you know, but
Yeah.
There's no W-2s on capital gains and shit.
Right, right. So he has to just be honest and say, this happened. And the only way to know that if he did the right thing, if somebody looked into it.
Probably, I don't know if you get 1099s or I don't know. Probably, I guess. 1099s off of all capital gains and shit, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get capital gains.
Yeah.
I mean, with the crypto, and that was a pain in the dick.
Yeah, that sucked, dude.
The reports released Tuesday renewed scrutiny on one of the biggest questions that has surrounded Trump. Why did he abandon the post-Watergate tradition of White House hopefuls releasing their tax returns?
Because it's a tradition. And this country can't handle a fascist like Trump, because our whole government is built around people wanting to do the right thing. And we obviously aren't equipped for people that just want to skull fuck this country.
And didn't we find out that he only paid 3 years in a row, like from 2016 to 2019, like about $700 a year in taxes? $700, not $700,000. $700.
Listen, in this country, you literally have to take the money out of the hands of rich fuckers. You have to beat it out of these fuckers.
And the irritating part is that the droolers, you know, blow tiny loads in their overalls.
Yes.
When he says, hey, I'm smart. I pay as little taxes as possible. I screw the government.
Well, Andrea Mitchell told me today that she says that might have been the case back then, but people might feel differently now. You know,
especially after that NFT disaster.
I mean, those are all.
Well, they all sold out, but it didn't take many idiots to buy it to sell. He only had 45,000 of them.
How do you make an NFT?
Do something on Microsoft Paint.
And save it as an NFT?
Well, you have to upload it as a, no, it's a, I think it's a GIF or a JPEG or whatever. But then somehow you put it on the blockchain as a unique item to then be traded.
I don't understand it.
Meanwhile, you can go on the website, right click on the pictures,
yes,
that you're going to buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Copy and paste it and you've got the picture. I don't know if they're GIFs or not.
Something different.
But if you want this, the real special actual original, like signed original, that's like, you know, taking a picture of a Picasso and sending it to people or giving it to people.
How many did he sell? He sold $4 million.
45,000 of them, which is, you know, at 99 bucks a piece for, you know, $4.5 million almost.
And they were just
with
images
pictures taken from the Walmart catalog.
It
one
might
of
be
them.
Illegal, though. You can't do that, can you?
Him in that cowboy coat. They've shown it's the exact copy of the picture that the model's wearing for the cowboy coat that you buy at fucking Walmart.
If
they copied the
image,
picture and changed the color. That's it.
But that's illegal, isn't it? You can't sell that as your own if it's somebody else's.
You know, I don't know.
Someone would have to sue you.
I don't know how that works as far as, like, I would assume catalog pictures would be proprietary, so.
The big announcement, some guys went to the JCPenney catalog, found some clothes. They just put his face on pictures.
I just saw this story. This is good news. I'll save this one for Friday.
Right.
Church-going belief in God stand at historic lows, despite a surge in mega churches. See that they're concentrating like a pool of urine in the sun, getting more crystalline and nasty and condensed and concentrated.
Call up the animation department. We have a challenge.
And, the belief in religion is waning, but the ones that are left are metastasizing, and getting crazier and crazier.
Sully ding dong Suleimani Bedoske ding dong doogie Laba doobie. Shidoka.
God bless the United States. God bless the United States.
God Bless the United Shush I just played. Yeah.
That's the best one he ever did.
Shematasa.
Wait, there's a moment there where it almost goes.
Kenneth Copeland.
It almost falls apart. It's towards the end. He's like, booga, booga. And then he gets into something else. You know what I mean? Let's do it again. towards the end.
Ooga booga vishte? That
ooga
part?
Booga. No. Like, ooga booga, dude. You're getting into some shit.
That's
you're
a very just... common phrase.
Shematasa, very creative.
In the Holy Spirit's language.
Betiske, very creative.
Why do you think ooga booga? Why do you think cavemen said ooga booga?
It
was the caveman shaman that were fleecing the people back then.
Right. But Kenneth Copeland.
For a bigger hut.
He doesn't believe in caveman. Sheba deeba doobie.
It's like the Zapruder film. We're analyzing them frame by frame.
Yes.
Here's the other one. Spedo kuge de mahati mamba kugo huno
money me. It's not fair that people make up stuff and like off the top of their head, and then we're a couple of assholes like analyzing what they don't mean.
You know, one of these assholes just ran out of shit to say one day.
Yeah.
And was like, oh my God, I can say I've been taken over by the spirit, and these morons believe me. I don't even have to think of anything to say.
And it's a two-person con. Like, I'm like, libba-ding-dong-doogie, and then you tell everybody what I say. It's nuts. That way, you're sharing the creative burden. You just have to say what I'm saying.
Well, they don't even translate it half the time.
La stombi doggy doggy.
Right? They're just saying it.
It's like la bobby boo boo boo. Nell is unhappy.
I did in a couple of improv classes. We did
gibberish.
Yeah, but you know, this was theater program, so we did gibberish with like accents.
Right.
Like French gibberish or Italian gibberish or
French gibberish.
Sadly, I think Chinese gibberish, which nice. I'm sad to admit, I think. We sat there doing horrible Asian accents.
Damn.
A bunch of white people in northern Wisconsin.
Hey, hosers.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamoku.
I think that's still one of my favorites because he just amps right. He's like, now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment.
Mandakoshiti, shalora metasa, slobby dobby.
So he seems to have more control over it. He seems to have more control over it than some of these others who are like taken over.
It sounds like Kenneth Copeland just hits a bunch of ether and it's just like bloody matodomba.
Well, he's 90, right? I mean, also in the news,
yes, love is stubby.
Patti LuPone is trending for some reason. She's going to be in a movie.
Right.
Agatha Coven of Chaos for Marvel Studios.
Oh, awesome.
You know who Agatha was? Oh my God, now I can't remember the name of the...
She's in a Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Agatha was the bad witch in the small town.
Ooh.
With the Scarlet... The Scarlet Witch?
Scarlett Johansson.
No, the Scarlet Witch, the Aaron Olsen, the Olsen twin sister that played.
Yeah.
Is it Aaron Olsen?
Like, is this
people are screaming at their I was gonna say radio. Banging on the top of the radio, listening to the old Amos and Andy.
But this is a Marvel show, right? Is this Doctor Strange that's coming out? I saw that's coming out. Is this the Doctor Strange cast?
No, it's this Agatha's Wanda.
Oh yeah. Okay.
The Scarlet Witch, fictional character.
Ew.
The
Scarlet Witch,
and Wanda Maximoff is the character's name.
Right, Wanda Maximoff.
I'm sorry, my.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh yeah,
I said Aaron Olsen. So I got all that wrong. But her spoiler alert, her foil.
Yes.
In that story was a bad witch.
Right.
And that character.
Yeah.
Agatha.
Agatha
the bad witch.
Is the bad one. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is the good one.
So they think that Patti LuPone has joined the cast.
Right.
Possibly playing a witch in the coven, they said. That's the big headline.
I love that. I love Patti LuPone. LuPone is. Yes.
Remember she quit Equity and recently.
Oh, that's it. That's
again.
It.
We should note
whatever. I mean, listen,
that she maybe has done this in the past.
Patti LuPone is the shit.
That's an esoteric theater dork moment.
Yeah,
I guess.
Right.
People know who Patti LuPone is, though, I would think.
Everybody knows who Patti LuPone is. Come on, motherfuckers. Well, wait, I'm thinking about this now. If I went out there...
I think a lot of them are New Yorkers.
How many in 10 people, if I went down the main drag in Pensacola, was like, who's Patti LuPone? How many in 10 would say, oh, yeah, yeah, she was in...
Are we walking down the street in any direction? Because that'd be one. Either
nobody
one of
know
us.
Patti LuPone?
I don't think a lot of people
that's
know Patti LuPone.
That's disrespectful. That is sad. It's a fucking Broadway star.
Yeah, one of the biggest.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Most Toniest.
Yeah.
And you probably recognize her. She's in a shit ton of movies and TV shows.
Everybody knows all these dumb fucks that are in these stupid fucking shows, but nobody knows Patti LuPone. Sad.
Meanwhile, Harrison Ford's TV show, like biggest, some of the biggest downloads ever, streams ever.
Is that Wednesday?
1923, it's called.
Right.
With Helen Mirren.
Is he Indiana Jones again?
No, he's a rancher.
Oh, cool.
In Montana, I think. It's one of those Taylor Sheridan. It's a sequel to 1883.
No, oh, okay. I've been to Montana.
Which
it's
is
nice.
Taylor Sheridan.
A lot of snakes.
I've been through Montana.
A lot of mountain lions.
I like driving.
There's a lot of things there. Like, I remember going on a hike in Glacier Park or something. It seemed like some casual fucking hike. It's like 3 miles.
You were in Bozeman, right?
Yeah, I was in Bozeman. We went all over the fucking place. And I'm hiking around with my friend who, she was in some kind of program, like some outdoorsy thing. And she was all about not hiking on the trails, which to me, I was like, why are we doing it? I was like, what the fuck, man? I mean, we're going through all this place. I'm like, this is prime snakes. And then.
Why don't you just rub catnip all over yourself invite the pumas?
Man, that's honestly what I was thinking the whole fucking time. I was like, you know, and we went to the ranger station and they told us, you're like, son, you know. We haven't seen a lot of cats, but sometimes we like people wear the backwards mask where it's like you have a face on the back of your head so you don't look like prey. We're like, she's like, we don't need these probably. I was like,
oh, great.
Give me one. The fuck?
Because
you can't, you know, if a mountain lion's getting you, what do? Pray to Jeebus.
I think you don't turn your back on them. Is remember there's that video that was a year ago or two ago? Of a runner, jogger, hiker, that ran across a mountain lion and a cub.
Oh God, fuck that!
And she followed him for like 5 straight minutes, 10 feet away as he backed away, and she was like,
God, fuck this.
But he had his camera going the whole time.
Oh, yes. I saw this.
Remember that one? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking nuts.
And he was like, holy crap. And he knew not to turn his back.
Fucking tigers, keep away from me, motherfuckers. When I'm out there hiking, trying to enjoy nature, go fuck off.
And once she felt like he was a good enough distance away from her baby, she just stopped, turned around, and left.
And then it's like, is this motherfucker just casing me from the bushes? Right.
Clever girl. It's like Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
Clever girl.
You're on a plane, the turbulence is crazy, then you finally land and you're like, you don't give a shit. You're like, I'm never getting in a plane again. Fuck that. It's got to be how
it
you...
It was a severe turbulence story.
Oh, yeah.
T'other day.
Right.
Like 40 people hurt.
on a plane that had massive, severe turbulence.
Well, here's an idea. Can I just float an idea to pilots?
Here we go.
Drive around it, motherfuckers.
Well, you can't. You don't know what's coming.
You have a bunch of instruments in front of you. Oh, here's some turbulence.
You don't always know what's coming.
That's the only.
Sometimes God works in mysterious ways, Ryan.
You don't know what's coming. What's up with all this radar bullshit?
Well, it's
on the fucking.
It's called weather.
Yeah,
it's unpredictable at times.
Oh, look, here's some turbulence coming. They always can see it coming too. They can say
not always.
You know, 15-20 minutes, we're gonna have some turbulence. If you know that,
right.
Then drive around it. You fucks. Like, really? Why not drive around it?
I've been on a couple of flights where everybody applauds when you land. It's like, oh, all right.
they're supposed to land the plane.
Right.
God. They talk about participation trophies. Right. Shit, man.
This wasn't Sully in the fucking the fucking river. Okay,
it was.
These guys were probably laughing their asses off at the turbulence that they experienced while everybody's shitting their pants in the back.
I wish someone would send me a reasonable explanation of why people can't drive around shitty weather. I just don't understand that. I just
sometimes
don't get
it's
it.
Big.
Turn out of the thing, land somewhere else.
Well, or don't go. And that's what's happening with this superstorm that's happening now.
Oh,
that's crazy. They're shutting down flights left and right. It's starting to go crazy.
Yeah, nobody wants to think climate change is a thing. Now look at this shit. This is weather chaos. It's chaotic.
They're
going to
be shutting down flights, I should say.
They what?
They're going to be shutting down flights.
Yeah.
I don't think they've shut them down yet, but it's cold as fuck.
There's going to be people stranded at airports with nothing to do. God, it's like,
ugh.
How do you make money off that?
Sell beer.
Yeah. I mean, God, those airport bars are going to fuck. Dude, if you're a bartender at like O'Hare, you are going to make so much money on Christmas, man. You're going to kill it because everybody's stranded with booze. If you're at the, I would start drinking again. I think if I was stuck at the airport for 2 days over fucking, what else do you do? Nothing else to do there.
This is a bonus.
Yes.
As we're talking about climate change and weather and stuff like that.
Right.
Someone we haven't heard from in some time.
Yes.
I'll just play this and you'll be able to recognize who it is.
This global warming business is anti-God.
This is Jim Baker.
Pastor Jim Baker.
Hell yes.
At the bottom of the screen, you can get 13 Mystery Babylon, the Green Horse. And I think that's number 13. Mystery Babylon, the Green Horse, and the Great Reset DVDs of...
DVDs?
Of the, yeah. Our neighbor is fun and kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And during my convo over the fence with her earlier, while Shelby was taking shit in the backyard... She said to me just out of the blue, she goes, "Do you still have DVDs?" And I said, no, I don't really use them.
Yeah.
I said, "We have them and everything." She goes, "That's what my kids have been telling me." She goes, "But I like my DVDs."
Well, you know, yeah.
And I said, "Well, at least you've moved on from VHS."
Yeah, right.
She goes, "I got some of those too." Crazy neighbor.
I like DVDs though. Cause you can just watch it. That is a good, like, everything now you have to stream, so you have to have the...
Well, you got to pay, yeah. Right.
This global warming business is anti-God. If you don't believe God can run things, he created this world.
Where's Lori? She must not be sitting there, because she would be going, yeah,
I wish...
Or she's looking in her purse for his Annie.
Hey, Lori, it's Ryan from Crab Diving. Can you get into the tongue talking too? Because I think that would be great.
Lori.
Is anti-God.
Yeah.
If you don't believe God can run things, he created this world. And a lot of people, here's what God spoke to me. I'm going to show you something I've never shared before.
Beta-scape.
I don't think. But God spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people
in prison while you were in prison for fleecing thousands of old Christians and
hey,
And after you got divorced because you banged your secretary on your carpet in your office.
This is some industry Jim Baker's in. People are still giving this crook money.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, damn. $65 for Mystery Babylon.
Who wants that?
But God spoke to me that a lot of people are not going to accept the signs, listen to me, of the second coming, that the rapture's near, because they're going to call it global warming problems.
global warming problems.
So either way, we're fucked.
Right.
So,
well,
we're
yeah.
just,
what
so we should just sit back and take it and say, hey, this is the rapture. We should just burn the hell out of the planet.
This is not fair. I hate these people because, first off, there's no climate change. And they believe in Jesus and all this shit. Now, you're changing up your story to allow for climate change and Jeebus. It's just so you won't look crazy. I hate that.
Call it global warming problems. They're going to say earthquakes are global warming. No, God has given that thousands of years ago. It was in his word. These are the signs.
Oh, boy.
Man.
I don't know if Jim Baker ever... I don't think we have him speaking in tongues.
Well, you know, ask Lori.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he speaks in tongues.
Give me... do you think when they have dinner together, they break out any of the dehydrated shit just for old?
No, they can't. They don't eat that shit. Are you kidding me?
Are they still selling that?
Of course. And he's got his credit cards back. He can charge credit cards again after that whole little colloidal silver thing.
Same with Tyson.
We also have this is Allie. Oh, this is Allie Alexander. You know, one of the king insurrection key insurrectionists.
Yes.
From the January 6th.
Ooh.
Tourist.
Didn't he get back on Twitter or
Bob?
Something?
He's on Cozy TV / Allie. That's Cozy TV is Nick Fuentes's joint. That's like Twitch.
You know, the thing about Nick Fuentes,
live streamers.
I know we're playing another guy, but why is it now whenever we play Nick Fuentes, that motherfucker seems so fucking happy? He's elated.
He had dinner with Trump and yay.
Ah, what the fuck?
And Milo.
This guy's killing it.
Warning, bullshit alert.
Yeah.
Here's Allie Alexander, one of the key insurrectionists from January 6th, on his streaming podcast.
Again, Trump didn't call me. There's still some time left, by the way. It's still December. But Trump hasn't called me, and I gave up my whole life. I literally had to leave my house because Antifa knew where I lived and gave me credible death threats.
Ah, I wish.
Bull fucking shit.
God, they're so irritating because they are such this victim shit they do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so irritating.
He was hiding from the FBI and the cops.
Yes. It wasn't Antifa. You guys.
I lost everything for Trump.
Everything.
And I'm not like Nick Fuentes or Alex Jones where I can just re-spin up my platform.
I'm not the pretty girls.
I mean, again, Nick Fuentes getting props. He's being equated with the great Alex Jones from the Lunatics.
I don't think Alex would appreciate that.
Where the fuck is this Nick Fuentes?
Well, I'm much better than Nick Fuentes. I've been around since he was a load in his father's balls.
What's the big deal? Everybody likes Hitler.
Now listen, I think Hitler was bad.
That's why.
He was a bad guy.
Thanks, Alex.
Wow.
For reassuring us. Here's more.
Jeez.
I lost everything for Trump. I lost everything for you and your voting rights. And then some of my friends on Twitter had the audacity to be silenced while I suffered.
Oh, this is great.
You sad bitch.
This is great. The death throes, hopefully, the death throes of this Trumpism bullshit.
What is his voice?
I don't know where he's, I don't know what part of the country he's from. Nope. Dramatic
pause. I'm bringing the hurricane to our shores in 2023. And you will all know my ideas.
God.
Because I said so.
Oh, man, these people are delusional. So they're so idiot. Crazy. They're so crazy.
You know, these guys, they want to tell their ideas to people. What they're really going to, they're going to make people listen to their boring. God, nobody wants to hear your ideas.
You will know my ideas because, well.
All know my ideas. Because I said so. Because God said so.
Okay.
And shilling. For Israel and shilling for the Ukraine.
There it is, shilling for Israel.
And shilling for money and shilling for likes and retweets got you damn near nothing. Nothing but liability. And
he's mad that he's not making any money. He's mad that he's not making any money. Where Alex Jones and Nick are still...
Well, monetize.
Bringing cash in.
Why can't this guy
nobody
monetize?
Likes him. You're listening to this. Is this entertaining?
You got to sell. Is he selling any products?
Himself.
He's got none of
that. You can do donations. I'm sure you can tip him on Cozy TV.
Listen, idiot. Find some lotion and put a misleading label on it and sell it to all your dumb followers and tell them it'll make their balls bigger. If you rub it on your sack, that's how you make money off your idiots,
I don't
right?
think he's got followers. This is what he's pissed about.
You got see, now there's a lot of competition in this space.
Nothing but liability and trapped in a prison of your own making. Me, I'm free. I'm wearing stripes. But nigga, I'm free. I can say whatever I want, nigga, and I can't get fired. I can't get bankrupted. I am free. In Christ.
I can't get fired because nobody will hire me. Yeah. Right. And I can't get bankrupted because I'm not making any money.
Yeah, I'm free to walk around and scream whatever I want. So am I. So we're all free, aren't we?
And sling the N-word.
Yeah.
So eat that. Eat that.
Oh, God. He just picked up a crucifix and he's pushed it at the camera. He's saying, eat that, eat that.
No. You eat it.
What are we eating?
I don't want to eat your cross.
Some dead guy off of the...
Is that clean? Where has that been?
God bless you all.
Thank you. God
That's
bless
nice.
You.
How can you... It's a little... you're telling me to eat this, man. Eat this, Jesus. Also, God bless you. Thank you.
Crazy, crazy.
God, he's somebody's Uber driver or something. You know what I mean?
Alexander, shit, maybe, yeah.
Alexander is my lifter.
That's the only gig he can get.
Yeah.
Join us on Friday, everybody. Faithless Friday.
Boo.
We'll get our atheism on a little more.
There's a guy that works at a Circle K locally here that needs his own show on Fox or more like...
Wait, didn't we see him in the car or
something? Yeah, that was him. He needs to be on... Is True News still around? Rick Wilds?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he would be good on that.
Yeah, Rick Wilds still racking. Still rocking, didn't we? I played a clip not too long ago, and like within 4 seconds, he went after the Jews, right? So
yeah. This guy at Circle K is bitching about. It's like you're either a man or a woman, and we got to close the borders. I'm sick of all this shit, and some guy just propositioned me for sex. And I just can't take it anymore. Meanwhile, his coworker's trying to fucking hang Christmas decorations in the fucking Circle K. You know,
we've got. Other news.
Yes.
As soon as I open it.
Yes.
This is, this is unsurprising.
Yes.
You see, there's a story, and I want to say this is Alabama. Yep.
Right.
Florida and Alabama.
Yes.
That they've discovered that these news sites... Some of these news sites are receiving money
okay.
from some of these power companies.
Okay.
And
oh shit.
The, for some reason, these news stories are always positive.
Oh.
And in fact, there's a reporter who's literally on like the board.
Holy shit.
Of one of these power companies or something like that.
Well, this is an issue.
The headline, this is NPR. In the Southeast, power company money flows to news sites that attack their critics.
Which news sites? So we know.
It says Terry Dunn couldn't fathom why Alabama's residents, among the poorest in the United States, pay some of the nation's highest electricity bills.
Jesus.
That's keep voting Republican, you stupid fucking morons. Keep voting red.
Why is that? Why do they...
Black people and guns.
Is that because why? Because
they're racists and they like guns.
And politicians don't want to put any caps on what power companies charge.
Because the politicians are getting money from the power companies.
Boy, we got to fix that, man. That's bullshit.
So in 2010, Dunn ran for a seat on the state commission that sets energy prices.
Oh.
He promised to hold a formal rate hearing at which Alabama power executives dun, 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 would have to open their financial books and answer questions. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Under oath and in public, which hadn't happened for nearly three decades.
30 years? I mean, so for 30 years... The state of Alabama is just taking the word of the power company
executives
for 30 years
and the money. Well, the state of Alabama is also taking the money of the power of the executives.
Yeah. Okay. Nobody knows what's going on.
Well, he won his election.
Oh, shit.
He's done. After winning, he says, a top lobbyist for the utility took him aside and promised he could hold his roughly $100,000 a year position on the commission for years as long as he stayed a team player.
Oh, yes. What does that mean? What does that mean?
And it says here, this is NPR, Alabama Power declined to make the executive available to address the accusation.
Right. We're not here right now. Please leave a message.
Dunn says they didn't take me serious.
Jeez.
He's a Republican. And a Tea Party conservative.
This guy that's on the board.
Yeah, that wants to... Yeah, yeah. Jeez. So soon enough, he found himself the target of a political pressure campaign replete with character assassinations and online smears.
Yeah.
He wanted the Alabama Power Company to open up their books.
Yeah, because...
So we could figure out why one of the poorest states in the fucking country is paying some of the highest electricity rates.
The government isn't here to just say, oh, how much should we pay you? Okay, here you go. Just like... Shit, we should be doing that so we get the best deal for the people.
So the online attack started in 2013. One headline in... Yellowhammer News.
Yes.
Red Democrats embrace Republican Public Service Commissioner Terry Dunn.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's putting the taint of the Democrats on him.
They just want to see what's going on. I mean, I'm paying you, right? Can I see a bill of what I'm paying? Do they even get a bill? And I like, how does it work? I guess there's no oversight for 30 fucking years.
In a June 2014 column, Alabama Political is this site.
Yeah.
Their report, Alabama Political Reporter, the editor-in-chief, Bill Britt, cast Dunn as a pawn of his own aide who was a Democrat, they say.
Shit, we just want to know why we're paying you. You're a huge company. We want to see what's going on. We haven't for 30 years because we're lazy.
Dunn said, most everything was all made up. You get to thinking, why are they attacking me? I'm just telling the truth, trying to do what's right for the people. Well, that you're telling the truth. That's why they're attacking you.
Yeah, they don't like that shit, man. Not in Alabama.
He ended up losing by 20 points in his next election.
Right.
To a catfish farmer who had previously served as county commissioner.
Right, some guy that's going to fucking do whatever these people want them to do.
8 years later now, Alabama has still not held a rate hearing on electricity prices.
God damn it!
Alabama Power remains one of the most profitable utility companies in the country. Wow!
But wait, let me understand something. Alabamans pay more for power, right,
They pay very high power prices.
Yes.
And the company they pay those prices to, they're the most profitable power company in the country.
Yeah.
Does that bother anybody? Does that make... I'm not a money guy, but that seems fucking crazy. Yeah, I want to audit your ass.
So, I mean, the story goes on, though, to focus on the, a lot of these local media sites.
Yeah.
And following the money coming from the power company to these media sites.
Right. All of that. I mean, it's a simple question. The government asked the power company, why the fuck are we paying so much more for your power compared to the rest of the people in this country? And you're so fucking profitable. That's a reasonable question.
There's this, I guess this company called Matrix, which was put together to let me see, where does it say here?
I mean, I'm the government, man. I would be like, wait a second, you don't want to do an audit? We're not doing an audit of what you pay? Then I...
Oh, it's a consulting firm. Six news outlets across Alabama and Florida had financial connections with the consulting firm Matrix, LLC. The firm based in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
Boasts clients including Alabama Power and another major U.S. utility, Florida Power and Light.
So that whole company, that just, those are their two clients?
Among their clients.
At what point are these, like, what is that company? I mean, are they just those two companies?
In addition to Yellowhammer and the Alabama Political Reporter, the sites included Alabama Today, The Capitalist, with an O,
yeah,
Florida Politics, and the now defunct Sunshine State News.
Yeah.
The five still functioning sites show they have a collective audience of over a million unique monthly visitors.
Right.
Says Matrix shrewdly took advantage of the near collapse of the local newspaper industry. So this is what's happening all around.
Yeah.
Is the rich assholes, like Alden Capital and stuff like that, are taking over small papers, killing them,
yeah,
selling the assets. They're vampires. And then leaving, there's now, it's a media desert in small town America. There's no local coverage at all.
Right. That their purpose was to just gut it.
Yeah, to make money off of it. That's like what Mitt Romney used to do. Remember his company? Yeah. All they did was, they were vulture capitalists. They would swoop in and buy companies that were in trouble.
Yeah.
Fire everybody, liquidate the assets, right, and make money off of the assets.
What a great person to be president.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember.
That's capitalism, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Maddow during the you know, it's still a pandemic, but you know, man, and she was saying, the coverage from local news about the pandemic is different than national news, because there were so many, you know, outbreaks in tiny little towns. You wouldn't know about it unless you looked at the local news sometimes, because the national news wouldn't carry it. But again, in Florida, we used to have a local news station here that had to have a terrorism report desk or something, and had to have a terrorism report every fucking night. I mean,
yeah, the OAN.
No, I don't. Was that OAN?
Yeah,
that was the OAN people on local news channels, though, because those were local news.
Oh wait, no,
channels.
I'm sorry, Sinclair.
Oh yeah, Sinclair Media. Terrorism update alert.
Which still owns a significant part of local news stations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In Alabama and Florida, this company Matrix sought to ensure much coverage was secretly driven by the priorities of its clients.
Yay!
Payments flowed as utilities in Florida and Alabama fought efforts to incorporate more clean energy in electric grids. The fight that they are still waging. This fucking state and the shit-ass state 15 minutes that way,
right,
is still fighting.
That's crazy.
To avoid, you know, solar. And wind.
We have nothing but sunshine in this shithole. There's nothing but sunshine. There should be solar shit everywhere, right? We should be walking around with solar panels. Sound to our nipples.
NPR found a complex web of financial links.
Oh. Shell companies.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's probably oil execs or who that just owning some of these media companies, right?
Well, yeah, not owning them. They wouldn't be able to do that directly, but they're shipping money to them.
Right. That's is that what a shell company is, right? It's
by helping donate and fund local media.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that they own the sites, but they sent money to the sites.
We need some sort of law that says you power companies can't pay off media. I don't know. I guess. Yeah.
I wonder how much these executives make at Alabama Power and FPL.
They have so much money. They're like, no, let's just change the news.
Right.
That's easier. Change the news, pay the fines. Who gives a fuck?
Some of the highest rates in the country.
And the most,
poor, some of the poorest people.
And the most profitable energy company.
Yep.
Does that, I mean, if that's your Venn diagram, then that's fucked up.
Yep. Welcome to America.
I mean, if you're the governor of that state or in charge of that state, I don't want that. To me, I would say that's an injustice then. If they're so profitable, why are these poor people paying so much for their fucking product? They don't even have a choice, really, right?
I don't.
You don't have a choice with your power company. No. You just have to fucking pay.
Right. Yeah.
The state should own it.
Or you end up with something like Texas, where you know you pay high rates and then you don't. It's only on some of the time
because they're off the grid, right?
Right.
They don't want to be on the same grid with the rest of the country. How's that going?
Also in the news,
you think Ted Cruz is going to be stuck at an airport on his way to Cancun?
Yeah, right. If he's smart, he only flies private now.
Right.
Look at what's happening right now. House Republicans are attacking Senate Republicans. Senate Republicans are calling House Republicans silly and immature. The leadership situation is in chaos. Marjorie Taylor Greene is fighting with Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
And George Santos appears to be starring in the sequel to Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, we didn't. Did we talk about this George Santos guy?
No.
This is a guy that got elected, a Republican.
Okay.
Who they've discovered that his entire resume is a lie and like his degree is a lie. Like, yes. Everything's a lie.
Right. Okay. So, what? He's still elected.
He's a Republican, so they're not going to do anything.
But I mean, is that his name? Even?
right.
He's fake. He's fake as fuck.
Well,
he got one over on you guys, didn't he?
The a bombshell report. Excuse me. A chorus of calls is growing louder for Congressman-elect George Santos to respond to scathing allegations in the New York Times.
What? Wait, by the way, where is the chorus growing louder? From the Democrats or from the Republicans? Are the Republicans giving a flying shit about this?
Oh, no.
Of course not. Please.
That says the Republican from Queens fabricated much of his resume. Let me see where I want to get to the deets of the... These are people just saying that they want...
The Republicans don't give a shit if this guy lies. I mean, look, Matt Gaetz is a sex trafficker of children. This guy's a liar. I'll take him. He's lying about his resume. This guy is sex trafficking people. Minors. I would trade for their representative.
Well, I mean, we don't know what George Santos is up to yet. So
I'm just saying,
if it's all a lie, you know, we don't even know.
In the context of our first district, I don't know. He's worse.
The headline was, who is Representative-elect George Santos? His resume may be mostly fiction.
This would never happen on the Democrat side because people would look into it and figure it out way before this. No one reads over there.
No one reads. That's why.
I just picked a bad story. I think it doesn't get into the details. It's about people responding to it. Oh, here we go. The biography of newly elected Congressmember George Santos seemed quite impressive. 34-year-old son of immigrants, graduated from Baruch College, a public college in New York, before going on to work at firms like Goldman Sachs and Citigroup.
Yay!
Santos eventually became a successful financier who started an animal rescue charity. Oh, well, you know, that's good. That's good. The problem is that the biography was apparently a lie.
So he doesn't have an animal rescue.
As revealed in the New York Times Monday, it wasn't just Santos exaggerating his resume. He had allegedly invented it out of whole cloth. The Times found he did not graduate, apparently, from Baruch College.
Yes.
He did not work for Goldman Sachs or Citigroup.
Woo.
There were no records of him being a successful financier.
Damn.
Nor were there any of him registering an animal rescue charity.
Well, they moved the Overton window.
They did find that he had been charged with check fraud in Brazil.
Okay. Okay. Who has it been?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a Republican, so you'd expect stuff like that.
When in Brazil?
He has yet to directly deny anything in a statement.
He got elected.
Which also included a quote wrongly attributed to Winston Churchill. His attorney said, "It is no surprise that Congressman-elect Santos has enemies at the New York Times who are attempting to smear his good name with these defamatory allegations."
Because the Republicans have been lying about everything. The Overton windows has moved. Our president got on TV and said, drink bleach, shove a light bulb up your asshole. So fucking what? This guy lied about who he is. Totally lied. Big deal.
There are some things we know about Santos. This is Vox, from which I read. The openly gay son of Brazilian immigrants. A gay Republican. That baffles me.
Well, I mean, this guy's, you know...
The openly gay son of Brazilian immigrants, he was elected in November to an open congressional seat that includes a thin slice of Queens and much of the North Shore of Long Island in Nassau County. He defeated Democrat Robert Zimmerman, 54-46.
Damn.
Representing a major swing from 2020 when Biden won the district by that same margin. That year, Santos ran against the incumbent Tom Suozzi in a similar district and lost handily. By 13 points.
Let me ask you something. Who busted this guy?
The New York Times.
The New York Times. The Republicans didn't vet him and figure all this out before. I mean, to me, this sounds like you look at his resume and you make calls. That's all this is. It's not deep research, is it?
Well, that's all the Times did. They called Baruch College, and they're like, "Wait, what year did Santos graduate?" And they're like, "We don't have anybody by that name."
why didn't the Republicans, the RNC call on him to see who this fucking guy is? I mean, God.
You saw the last administration. There's not a lot of vetting going on.
No.
Just how, you know, how long can you, how deep can you get in Trump's hole with your tongue?
Deeper. Have Steven help him.
He also is a major Trump supporter, so much that he was at the rally on January 6th and has repeatedly falsely claimed that Trump won the election.
Right.
Also, for all his alleged lying about his resume, it is clear that one company he worked at, Harbor City Capital, has been accused by the SEC of being a Ponzi scheme.
Jeez, listen, this guy has my vote. I'll vote for him, says a Republican. Oh, let's go down to Florida and vote on the sex trafficker. This is...
Oh, here, it's interesting. So what do we know? It says, we don't know a lot. Ranging from basic facts about his biography, such as his religion, to details about his dealings with the Brazilian criminal justice system.
Okay.
But most importantly, we don't know where his money comes from. The representative-elect loaned his own campaign $700,000.
Oh, okay.
During the 2022 cycle.
Lots of people do that.
And claimed an income of $750,000.
Okay.
He also listed millions of dollars in assets, including an apartment in Rio.
Oh.
Worth up to $1 million and a seven-figure savings account.
Okay.
It's a major shift in fortune for someone who was evicted twice in 2015 and 2017 for failing to pay rent.
Well, he turned it around and is making money.
Even in 2020, he reported income in only one category, compensation in sex in excess of excess of $5,000 paid by one source with no other, and he has no other assets.
Oh, that explains it then. So this one source, this guy is obviously getting paid by somebody to, I don't know. What a con artist. This guy should be on the subway in New York making people guess where the P is under which shell that game.
One expert, Dan Goldman, was asked, a fellow representative-elect from New York and a former prosecutor said that Santos should face criminal investigation for conspiracy to defraud the United States, as well as filing false statements with the Federal Election Commission.
Right. Well, I mean, absolutely.
In an interview, Goldman shied away from weighing in on whether Santos should be denied his seat in Congress. I think the bigger question is not whether I think George Santos should be a member of Congress. The bigger question is whether Kevin McCarthy and the Republican leadership think that George Santos should be a member of Congress. And we all know the answer is going to be abso-fucking-lutely.
They don't give a fuck.
Jim Jordan probably watched that doctor jerk off in the corner many times.
Laughing the whole fucking time.
And knew about a whole bunch of kids that maybe got prostate checks when they went in for a cut on their finger.
You know, it's I just don't know. You know, all this weird shit went on during the Trump administration. Nobody blew the whistle. What do they want people to do? Well, this guy has all the leverage, right? He is elected.
Yeah, and he's got money coming from an inexplicable source.
So if you're this guy, you have to be like, no, fuck you. You have to impeach me. Or how do you get this guy out of office? this guy lied about everything.
Jeez. And it's also a pretty Democratic area. Historically.
Why did the press only figure this guy out until after he won? That's crazy.
Well, that's another question.
I mean, why did the New York Times just now figure this fucking shit out? I mean, did it not occur to you earlier before the fucking election?
Well, maybe not. I mean, why not? That's usually something people don't lie about.
No.
Where they graduated college.
What is house
now
say?
It seems to be a Republican trait. We had Herschel who claimed he graduated first.
Right.
Remember? From UGA.
If you're in the political department or whatever at the New York Times, don't you have somebody there that their job? Okay, here's everybody running for fucking office. Look up their shit and see if these people are bullshit or not.
Yeah. Well,
why wouldn't you do that?
Now I would think that's probably a requirement.
Maybe do it earlier next time. Do it before the fucking election. They found it out after. A little late. I mean, really? I mean, what the fuck?
People are busy.
Jeez, New York Times.
So, we've got this. That's what, by the way, that clip I was playing was Hakeem Jeffries, by the way. The new Democratic leader, right? After after January 1st?
Yes.
Basically?
Right.
As some of the old guard is stepping aside?
Maybe next time there's elections, maybe people, these papers, especially when you're covering Republicans, just look up what they say on their resume and see if it's true. And you very well could have all these wonderful stories. You could break all this shit. Jesus.
So here's Hakeem Jeffries again. Yeah, I'll start from the beginning. But preparing everyone for the Republican shit show to ensue.
Look at what's happening right now. House Republicans are attacking Senate Republicans. Senate Republicans are calling House Republicans silly and immature. The leadership situation is in chaos. Marjorie Taylor Greene is fighting with Lauren Boebert. And George Santos appears to be starring in the sequel to Catch Me If You Can. And it's not even January 3rd. The circus has already come to town. Chaos, crisis, confusion, and craziness versus Democrats who deliver for the American people.
More.
Right, yeah. I mean, really, it's like the House is going to be nuts.
Oh, it's going to be. Yeah, yeah. Hunter Biden. And I mean, they may find Hunter Biden had some shady shit.
Right.
Hunter Biden has had a significant drug problem. And sometimes people with drug problems do stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And make bad decisions. And he may have gotten himself into something shady. Now, right. Whether that comes back to the president, there may be no evidence of that.
Yeah.
But it's the odds insane. Are this is going to be a big nothing
it's
burger.
It's fucking insane. It's like, if it's this, then goddamn every motherfucking Republican out there, you scrub every person they're related to and see what you can get on them. If that's what the shit is. It's hard for me to believe the Democrats couldn't do this kind of shit better than the Republicans. You know what I mean? Make a target out of somebody that doesn't make any sense. Go after one of Trump's kids, yeah. For fuck's sake. God. Go after Don Jr. for some bullshit the way these lunatic Republicans go after Hunter Biden. Please. I dare you.
Meanwhile, over at the Washington Examiner, not a liberal rag by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
The story today says Steve Scalise is privately being prepped by Republicans to snatch the gavel from McCarthy.
Shit.
So, with January 3rd approaching,
yes.
It's going to be fascinating to see what happens.
Right.
With this viper pit of criminals, crooks, Nazis, assholes, racists, misogynists, right. Religious kooks,
welcome
frauds. Yeah.
It's Arkham. And then you remember back in the ancient times when Paul Ryan, that fuck, was like, I'll be Speaker of the House if everybody agrees to be nice to me.
Yeah, and how'd that go?
I don't know. You know, how did it go, Paul? You imagine being...
I'm sorry.
You imagine being Kevin McCarthy.
The fact that my Republican colleagues are contemplating revenge hearings tells you a lot. Instead of being focused on trying to address the problems of the American people, the economy, inflation, dealing with affordability throughout America, issues that we've been tackling as House Democrats as we fight for lower cost, better paying jobs, safer communities, tells you that my Republican colleagues perhaps have not learned any lesson from their historic underperformance in the most recent midterm elections. In terms of the integrity...
They haven't.
They have not.
They should have learned that most of the crazies lost, but they are going full crazy.
I think the media doesn't report enough on what Hakeem Jeffries is saying. It's like, because they both sides the shit all the time. It is true. There's these Republicans are saboteurs. They're working against good things.
Like you said, chaos, insanity, that's what they're going to just try to sow.
But it's, yeah.
And then they're going to say, look at all the chaos. You should elect Republicans.
The media never says that. They did the chaos. They did the chaos.
Oh, my God. There's a headline that Trump paid. This is the New York Post.
Oh, shit.
Murdoch joint.
Trump paid?
Trump's paid... $0 in taxes in 2020. Report. Oh, did they file jointly? Him and Melania?
Liar.
Reported negative income 4 times in 6 years, according to the returns that are leaking, I guess.
We're not very good at business.
In 3 of the years, 2015, 16, and 17, the Trumps reported income tax liability each of those years as $750.
They're like, get the money out of the hooker cookie jar. Yeah. Throw it to the fucking government.
But he's such a job creator. He's not. We know he's not.
Everybody that got audited by the IRS between those times and that they're not even looking into Trump. I mean, how insulting.
Well, supposedly that's why the Republicans are squealing about the Democrats. They're hiring 20,000 new goons to kick in your doors and everything. No, they want to hire. It's part of the unfairness of the way the IRS has been running. They haven't, because the previous Republicans have sucked the budgets out of the IRS because they hate paying taxes and getting caught. They have not hired high level people to go after high level tax frauds.
Right. Because it's complicated.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
And it takes a while.
It's cheaper to go after poor people.
That's the thing. So the IRS has admitted, yeah, we go after middle income people because that's all we can afford to do. It's easy to catch someone who makes $40,000 a year cheating on their taxes or missing their taxes or accidentally fucking up.
Right. You don't have to comb through a bunch of shell corporations. Right. Fuck that. That is bullshit. And the trope is, right, oh, look how they think, what did Trump say about the IRS? He demonized him, saying, like, they're coming for your shit.
So they want, the Democrats want to beef up the IRS to go after these rich motherfuckers.
Right. Right.
Not to go after Ma and Pa.
That's what the Republicans want.
They want that, which is what's happening. Yeah. They still want to go after that. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
We got this omnibus coming up also that's
going to be fine.
They're trying to hold the hostage.
Yeah.
Hold the country hostage again. Some of the idiots.
It's just unreasonable to have, we have a two party system and one party is just fucking rabid. And it's like, they're fatalists. Even they want things to be bad.
Yeah. What was it? Grover Norquist a while ago, right? He kind of early Tea Party motherfucker that said that he wants to shrink government so that they can drown it in a bathtub.
I want my government to do a lot of fucking shit because they're working for us.
Hakeem Jeffries is referring to also is the GOP senators had a message for a group of current and incoming House Republicans threatening to stop any bill supported by someone who votes for the omnibus spending package. We don't care.
We don't care.
The senators are saying to these assholes.
Oh, good, good.
13 Republican representatives and representatives elect on Monday sent a letter calling for any legislative priorities backed by a GOP senator who supports the $1.7 trillion a year spending bill to be thwarted in the next Congress. So they're saying they're trying to hold the senators, the Republican senators, extort them and say, if you vote for this omnibus to keep the government going, we are making sure anything you support,
right,
we're going to shoot down in the House.
Well, that means that future. What they'll do actually is get a truck, one of those billboards that you tow, and they'll just say you're a pedo in your front yard. Yeah. That's what they'll do.
Oh, and Kevin McCarthy endorsed it. That weenie.
God. Well, what else is he going
to
do?
Says he's trying to lock down enough votes to be elected speaker. So he's like, I endorse this message.
Yeah.
The message was met with dismissiveness and derision.
Ooh.
This is from Republicans.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
The Senate, Senator Kevin Cramer, North Dakota, from he's a Republican, of course, said it's not good. I mean, really, if you just think about what they're suggesting, it flies in the face of maturity.
You're telling me how to vote
and the ability to lead.
They're saying if you do X, Y, and Z, we will do this to you.
Even though he's planning on voting against it anyway.
Right.
But he says the reality is this kind of chest thumping and immaturity doesn't instill confidence in their ability to lead. Now, maybe it helps Kevin get elected speaker.
Right.
I hope it does. I hope he becomes speaker. I want him to become speaker, but it's not a good start to leading, says Senator Kevin Cramer. And he says these 13 idiots are putting putting McCarthy in a horrible spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's horrible. In any spot he would be in would be horrible. He's a horrible, horrible person.
The Senate Tuesday morning unveiled the $1.7 trillion bill negotiated between Democrats and Republicans to fund the government through the end of fiscal 2023.
And Kevin's like, we want to kill the government.
The current week-long stopgap bill keeping the government operating expires Friday night.
See,
at midnight.
See, that's what it is with these people. It's going to be like this all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you see what they try to defund. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
They're going to try to defund the Department of Justice or something like that because they don't like
that
they're going after Trump. The letter signatories included five who have said or strongly indicated that they will not be voting for McCarthy for Speaker. Representative Andy Biggs, Arizona. Matt Rosendale of Montana. Ralph Norman, South Carolina. Bob Good of Virginia. And Matthew Gaetz of Florida, our beloved fucking representative here in Florida's 1st District.
Hey, Congressman Pito, what don't you like about Kevin McCarthy? I would feel like you guys would be good friends. You're both tremendous shitbags, right? They don't get along? What the fuck?
The letter said, further, this is the extortion letter.
Yes.
The threat letter. Further, we are obliged to inform you that if any omnibus passes in the remaining days of this Congress, we will oppose and whip opposition to any legislative priority of those senators who vote for this bill, including the Republican leader.
But why?
Even McConnell.
McConnell's behind that.
If he's behind anything in the future.
I see. But... how is that constructive for government? Where's your strategery there
to bring
shit to the fucking people?
They don't care.
You're just being cunts.
It's our way or the highway. That's how they roll. We will oppose any rule, any consent request, suspension, voice vote, or roll call vote of any such Senate bill, and will otherwise do everything in our power to thwart even the smallest legislative and policy efforts of those senators.
Jesus.
So anything... afterwards, if you voted for this omnibus, they will try to thwart your every measure.
Do they feel, what about these constituents? The constituents of these people are like, but what are you doing for us, really? I appreciate the thwarting and the evality, but I do something for me, please.
Matt Gaetz won 66% of the vote,
so
too.
Fucked up.
Like 30.
Why are you so stupid?
So if you drive around Pensacola and ask a random sampling,
yes,
they're gonna not be. He better not sign that omnibus.
Hey, my,
it's a hostage situation. They literally want, like, Trump. Trump is screaming, they should not be signing this. No Republican should be signing onto this because we've got leverage. If we don't sign onto it, then the whole country blows up. They don't care.
They don't give a shit because they're thugs.
Right. Oh, shit. Look at the time. We only got a couple minutes left here. And then McCarthy jumped on.
Yeah.
He tweeted, agreed, except no need to whip. When I'm speaker, their bills will be dead on arrival in the House.
Ooh.
If this nearly $2 trillion monstrosity is allowed to move forward over our objections and the will of the American people. So the Republican...
you don't care about that.
The incoming lunatic brigade of the next House is fighting with the senators.
Is that, I mean, that's like...
who are in for 6 years.
Jesus Christ.
As opposed to them for two.
I have a prediction. Here's what I believe. I believe in the next year, we will see a fist fight in the GOP side of the Congress.
Between two Republicans.
On the floor of the House. At some point, we'll see somebody...
Lindsay.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to fight Paul Gosar because he would know where you're going. If you threw a punch, he would be able to
He is an expert in body language, and he would be able to tell you'd telegraph it.
Yeah. Then you're dead. And Gosar will...
and he's got those dentist reflexes.
Oh, yeah. Ted Cruz will...
whatever that... I don't know
what
that
means. I got those dentist reflexes. Taste my nipples.
Join us on Friday for Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
And thanks for joining us.
Right.
We're just about out of time. I was just saying if I had a really quick,
no animal killed anyone today. That's nice.
You know, I didn't.
Thank you, snakes.
I didn't
thank
do
you,
specific.
Sharks.
Is interesting.
Okay.
Justin Bieber.
Hey, Bieber.
We used to follow Bieber news back
in our
more pop culture-y focused days.
And then Trump happened.
Is close to a deal to sell his music rights.
Okay.
For over $200 million.
What is he singing? I don't
baby, even... baby, 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 yeah. Hey, something like that.
That'll cost you $2 million fucking dollars.
$200 million.
Oh, fuck. That's burned down the podcast studio. That's crazy.
So for those of you that were worried about Haley Baldwin. Bieber. She'll be okay.
God, Bieber, you're a fucking genius. You sold all that shitty music for $200 million fucking dollars. That's amazing.
I'm sure Scooter gets a big cut of that. So
Scooter?
15 or 20%. Scooter Braun, his...
His
longtime manager, right?
Good job, Scooter.
He's the same guy that had the big fight with Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Such that she made an entire new album and sang all of her songs from that day because he kind of owns them.
Oh, I see.
She got screwed somehow.
Scooter, what other music do you have in store for us that you're going to sell that's shitty to someone? What else does he have?
Oh, Brandon, thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is on the internet at RatedRComedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking Vile.
Have a great day, evening, whenever the fuck you're listening, whatever. We'll hit you up tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.